have two very dramatic scenes from the life of St. Peter. Basically being in maximum security prison and simply walking out. It is interesting, Luke makes note that the church was in intercession for him at that time. It seems that he's making the connection between the prayer of the church and the response of God and sending an angel in order to deliver Peter from captivity. I don't know, did you guys pick up on the fact of the gospel being about Peter's ability to bind and loose, and the irony that in the Acts of the Apostles he is being loosed from his chains? It's kind of funny, because you almost want to ask Peter, it's like, if you knew what was yours, you could have just said, okay, be loosed, and they would have come off anyway, right? But clearly the guards needed to be incapacitated, which was the work of the angel in that moment. But a beautiful expression that God is in charge. The powers that be of his time, the same powers that be of our time, are not in charge. God is ultimately in charge. You could put Peter in the most maximum of security prisons of our time and send the angel of the Lord to remove him, and it would happen. We see in this gospel text the window over here, church. There's a great context of a temple and a rock and a river and a place of sacrifice called the gates of hell. All of this provides the context of a temple that possesses within it a false god that is worshipped. And Jesus establishing a true church to worship a true God. We understand the importance of identity, to truly know who Jesus is. All of those things that they said about Jesus, who do you think the Son of Man is? All of those things were complimentary, don't you think? Comparing Jesus to Jeremiah or John the Baptist or Elijah, or one of the prophets of old, they're all complimentary. And yet they're all wrong. He is greater than all of them. The power of knowing the truth of who Jesus is, the gift of knowing that truth and operating in that truth, makes us true. We become verified in the truth. Peter is verified in the truth. He receives a new name. In the English, you don't make the connection. It says, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. But in the Greek, with the Aramaic, you are Kepha, and upon this Kepha I will build my church. Knowing the truth of who Jesus is, entering into relationship with him, proper and true to who he is, reveals who we are. Nothing more, nothing less. And operating in that truth, my brothers and sisters, sets us free. Any of you struggle to find balance for all of the things that you do in your life? How many need more hours in their day? You know, 2, 3? How many more would you take per day? It just makes me nauseous thinking about more hours to work in a single day. If you want to order your life, order it to God. Abide in the truth of who he is, and you will be made true. And then everything else in your life will be known from that place of truth. And you will know exactly how important it is and how unimportant it is. How much time to spend in this? How much time to spend in that? How much effort in this? How much effort in this? You will know it all because you know who God is and who you are in him. From that, it's math. You can solve for everything. If you know these variables, you need at least two in a relationship. Once you get two in a relationship, you can solve for everything else. I'm getting affirmations from the math majors and the pews, the engineers, nodding along. Yep. Amen. Do you want to know your life? Do you want it ordered? Do you want it purposed? It starts here. God reveals himself to us, and in so doing, reveals who we are. Allow him to reveal who you are, and live in that truth. Amen.